Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. It's the day after Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature is stirring because of the special eggnog. And as for the gifts under the tree, over 75% of them were purchased online. That's according to the news media, which points out that Amazon is getting the greatest majority of online shopping. It's not surprising. The online giant has managed to do a great job with how it treats customers. People like the readily available tracking information, the assurance they are paying the lowest price, and they can return the item for any reason at all, even if the reason is imaginary. The way the suppliers and third-party merchants get treated is far from good. If you're a merchant wanting to sell through Amazon, they demand a large commission that usually makes it next to impossible. Some industries have price protection on their products to ensure the quality of the goods. The more people like you and me shop online, the more we put that valuation in the hands of Amazon, where manufacturers have an increasingly difficult time protecting the price of their products. You might think that lower prices are a good thing, but what about when it compromises the products? It happens way more often than you know. Websites like Alibaba have been really bad for suppliers, with an avalanche of counterfeit products that are being innocently touted as either a suitable replacement or even the real McCoy. These online giants didn't just appear randomly. They rose from the mistakes and inadequacies of American retail. When retailers decided to get bigger with shopping malls and big chain stores, somewhere along the line, the decision to replace the knowledgeable and expensive staff with instead crews of minimum wage kids was made. The change was made in order to save money, but it is easy to see how consumers got tired of traveling to a store only to be disappointed by a clerk that can't provide the answers they need. Most customers go online, read some reviews, and then make the decision to buy. Some people have become so dependent on reading online reviews that they have lost the ability to think for themselves. You might think I'm exaggerating or being dramatic, but it's true. The less you think for yourself and the more you rely on conventional wisdom, the more feeble-brained you get. One last thing. For being number one when it comes to purchasing power, America is one of the last developed countries to get the latest in technology. The reason why is because if you want to build and sell a product in America, you have to have deep pockets to fight off the lawsuits, deep pockets to pay the taxes and fees, and even deeper pockets to pay advertisers to reach the eyes and ears of consumers who are spending all their time reading reviews. With the recent frustrating period of 8 years that Barack Obama was running things, the technology gap between us and the rest of the world got even deeper, as we were all reminded that America is a nation in decline, despair, and in need of Barack's repair. Thankfully, Trump is turning all of that nonsense around.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.